Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Hi, I'm Lucy. And I'm a craft lover through and through.
I'm a gif lover. That's gif plus peanut butter. I mean crafts plus peanut butter.
Oh, and we're here to say you're going to be watching One Funny Mother, and she's a gif person, and although I am a craft person, I accept
you. No. Gif is better than craft. She says gif is better for...
Okay. All right. Good morning. It's Dina Blizzard. You're watching One Funny Morning, and the video from Lucy and her son might be the best thing you see all day today. There is a constant debate on the show, which I don't even know why it's a debate. Jif is clearly the best peanut butter in the world. And the fact that he would go fisticuffs for Jif peanut butter is my favorite. So, yeah. So good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful day. Hold on one second. Boom. I know that just made my morning. I literally want to hang out with that kid and we can just violently attack people with Jif peanut butter. Mm-hmm. I know, Gab, I was thinking about you. There was, and I'm hearing more about it, Gab. I saw this morning, they posted that there's a bridge in Baltimore that collapsed. It was hit by a ship. So, you know, when you hear things like that, like we just recently in Philadelphia, an oil tanker caught fire underneath the highway, and the heat from it burned the bridge. And it was big news. Yeah. Because it interrupted travel in Philadelphia. It was 95. It's a main thoroughfare through Philly. And, you know, once everybody knew everybody was fine, it was just more like annoying. No. So I had no idea when I first heard this news that this bridge went down, but people were on the bridge. Yeah, no, awful. And so prayers, I don't even know if they have even figured out how many people. Appears that the container lost power and drifted into the base of the bridge. Mm-hmm. Two were rescued, seven missing. It's awful. Yeah. So prayers to everybody, you know, in and around Baltimore being affected. And yeah, the entire Francis Key Bridge is gone. That is so crazy. Yeah. So prayers. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's happening in the universe. I did also get some things in the mail. I don't know who sent these in, but let's see what's in here. Good morning. It's Tuesday. As far as I know, that's what I'm rolling with. Last night we had Ugly Monday. Doris won. I don't know if Doris even knows. Colby, you know, now that you said that, hold on. I didn't give him his meds. Hold on. Colby seems to be doing better. So thank you for reminding me.
All right,
big party. Lots of, it's a medication party. Okay. Everybody's like, what? You know when the best part of your day is when they're like, it's med time. And you're like, oh, tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow is a big day because tomorrow my charger gets installed. I got the bad knee. Called out today. I got the bad knee. Does anybody else feel like they could be a doctor? I know we talked about mom doctoring before. Excuse me. But without going to pharmacy school, I feel pretty comfortable. I'm like, no, we should stop this round of this drug. We should move in on this. Let's get a, I feel like one day I'm just going to be like, let's get a line going here. I'm just going to start doing surgery. Can everybody please stop putting their hot breath on me? That would make this a little easier. That's very funny. Just over here, mixing all the drugs. Gibbons, not Gibson. All right. Not like Debbie Gibson. Doris is like, girl, get my name right. I'm a winner. Doris, we missed you last night. I didn't see you. Turned 51 today. I took the day off, figuring the 50s. I'm worth it. Good for you. Okay, Colby, you got to stop breathing on people. All right, everybody get away from me. Good. That's it. There's no more. There's no more. Go. 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 Get. Hot breath. Go. I'm sorry, but I forgot to give the dogs their meds. We're in a crisis situation here, so I had to do that. Okay, I'm back. Good morning. Way to be on time, Lucy. I was really good today. I don't know why. I can't say it'll ever happen again, but I am in a very much like, it's time to get some stuff done. Is anybody? I have a great bedside manner. Lucy was like, I wasn't ready. Lucy, did you watch? I think it was you guys this morning. Oh, Doris. She missed it, but I was on time last night too. You know why? You know what I think it is? Because I was sick for like, I don't know, 12 days. That when you go back to work, you're like, girl, I cannot wait to go back to work. That won't last. It's fine. By tomorrow, I'll show up at like 10 o'clock. I'll be like, guys, I forgot we had a show. Determined, Missy. Determined. So, yeah. I think all this stuff is St. Patty's Day stuff that's just getting here now. So it's all right. Can you please read them all? No Facebook comments are showing, Dina. Can you please read all of them? Well, I will do my best. Yeah, and once you get back to work, you'll be like, "Ah, time to go." Did I order these? No, I didn't. What is this? Is this even for me? It says it is. I don't know. Maybe I ordered it and I don't remember. I don't see a note. That's for you, Lulu. Yeah, I don't know. Late question. But was the intro the GIF versus Kraft one or my Jason Momoa check-in? Well, Lucy, now... I wish it was a Jason Momoa check-in, but it was the GIF one, which was thoroughly enjoyable. Thoroughly enjoyable. Yeah, I think it's a gift, but it doesn't say who it's from. Oh, and you changed the holidays. Look, adorable. It's a thing, and you changed the little things here. Thank you. These are very sweet. You're very lovely to me. I'll put that there. One more. I'm just leaving this here. Peter Pan. Okay. Janet Presley Hayes, you're about to start a fight. Listen, I don't want to say it, but you're going to make me go there. Peter Pan, I don't even think is the real peanut butter. I don't think it is. Judy, if you send it in, then maybe Steph has it. I don't see them until they go up. So I'm sure she got it if you put it in. I'm just going to leave. She said Peter Pan peanut butter. I don't know. That's like the peanut butter that we don't even know is in the race. I just think Skippy and Jip, nobody ever talks about Peter Pan peanut butter. She's going rogue. I don't know. And you know what's so funny is when it comes to like jam or jam. Okay. I just learned the Spanish word for jam. You guys, do you know what it is? It looks like marmalade, but it's marmalada. And now I will only refer to jelly and jam as marmalada. Am I saying it right? I mean, I'm not rolling my arms. Marmalada. It's just so sexy. Who can have peanut butter and jelly when you can have peanut butter and marmalada? And I think you have to go to that lower register when you say it. Marmalada. Yeah. Right. Is that how you say it? Gav, is that why Spanish people never say, do you want peanut butter and jelly? Because it just sounds real dirty when they say it. You're like, how do you say peanut butter? I didn't learn peanut butter. I only know Jeff. That's probably how they say it. They probably pronounce Dina. Jam in Spanish is pronounced marmalada. Yes, Renee, I can see you. And peanut butter is pronounced Jeff. Maniquila di mani. Oh, butter is mantequilla. Di mani. I make everything sound Italian. I am the most Italian sounding Spanish bilingual brown girl. And I can't help it. Mantequilla di mani. Crema di mani. It's not Italian. I can't help it, Gav. I can't help it. If I start speaking Spanish, people are going to be like, who are you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is PB Fit in the running? I don't even know what that is, Amy. What's PB Fit? That must come right after Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. As the cream of the peanuts. Can't spell it. Oh, I don't want to say cream of the peanuts. Okay. Listen. No. We use creamy, no-stir, organic store-brand peanut butter from our local cooperative, and it's so good. Okay, of course you do. You know who just said it? Sherry Bougie Taylor. That is the most bougie sentence I've ever heard about peanut butter. We use creamy, no-stir, organic store-brand peanut butter from our local cooperative. Mantequilla. Yeah, PB Fit is powdered peanut butter. I have to practice my Spanish in private because I sound ridiculous. Oh, I sound ridiculous and I say it to everyone. You should hear me when, because it makes you like say some word, you have to like repeat it back. And when I say it, I sound like there's something wrong with me. I'm like, soy, me llamo Dina. I think I even pronounced my name wrong and it's my name. Yeah. Yeah, Sherry. I fell into that one. Really? Yeah. And then you wonder why you're bougie. Okay. Powdered peanut butter sounds straight disgusting. PB Fit is great in smoothies. You mean it's great when surrounded by yummy things like yogurt, sugar, ice cream, fruit, chocolate, acai bowls. You mean like that? You mean when you cover it with 20 other good tasting things? I'm going to just put this out there. I don't think you like it. But who am I? Who am I? People are like, it's great when you put it in with like 20 other things that taste good. It is incredible.
In the world. Stop it. It's not a chicken.
I made chicken wings last night. Just a side note. That reminded me of it. I did. It was so good. In the air fryer. Still working on it. Yeah, it sounds like I'm having a very slow, loud emergency when I practice Spanish. There you go. Mm-hmm. There is a dog stealthily hiding and eating chicken wing behind that tree. Not remember the two mantequilla. Yeah, mantequilla. Yeah, yeah, I'm still working on that one. Yega and yeve. I don't know the difference. I just figured out that yeg. L-L-E-G-U-E. I can spell it. It means to arrive. But then there's a whole bunch of other words that also start with L-L. And I don't see any of them. They all mean to arrive. I found one word that means that I understand that starts with two L's. Is there a name for it or do you say two L's? Is there like a fancy name like when you see it? Yeah, my husband laughs when I practice Spanish with an Italian accent. Mm-hmm. Are the backs of your chairs put on backwards? Shouldn't the round pieces be in the back? Are these broken? Now that you're saying it. You know what? These are special. Yep. Yahweh is key. I think I did know that. There's another one that confuses me. I need Duolingo for travelers. I don't need to hear about talks about horses, lions, and snakes. Why do you have a wolf and no house? I don't care, Kathy. I thought the same thing. And Duolingo does start. Oh, is LL is named L. Like just one L? L? It does start with like travel. It talks about luggage and tickets and train and bus and travel. And then it gets into work. I, and it's pronounced I, somebody said. I have to, Kim, actually, today was the day I was going to try to get rid of all these videos so I can work on the morning show. It's in my list. You should see my list of things. It just keeps saying videos just over and over, and I never get to anything. So today I'm going to just do videos. Pretend to remind me that I said that tomorrow. Oh, not in Portuguese. Kathy, here's the thing. You're trying to tell me, Kathy, you don't think that in your travels, you're going to run into a lion or a bear, an oso. Oso? Either way, it's three letters and has an S-O at the end. And that is a bear, or it's gold, and that's oro. I don't even know if Spanish people know how confusing I can make Spanish. I'll be like, either you're about to be attacked by a bear or a pot of gold. It just goes in a completely different direction. But, Kathy, how are you going to say it's not helpful? What if you were in the Wizard of Oz? You would see a bear and attack. No, there's no bears. There's no bears in the Wizard of Oz. There is a tiger. And no, I don't know how to say Tin Man in Spanish. So... yeah, or a golden bear. Oh, an oro oso? Oro oso? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, God forbid it's a golden bear. An oro oso. Can I just say there are two words, and to me they're the same. Puede means can. And then there's another word that's similar to it. It was like, can you... It's another P verb. and golden bears only speak Spanish, just so we're clear. It's a tiger. It's not a tiger. It's a lion. Lions and tigers and bears. You know what? I was right. Even though we don't see a bear, you're right, Barb. Yeah. No, you won't when you said you'll see a bear. I crack myself up. Mary, I love that you're having your own conversation. There's a tiger? Yeah, of course there's a... yeah, the lion. Oh, he's a lion. It's the same. Listen, If I could, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's Padir, Marla. And so they put Puede Padir. I'm like, okay, you? And my mind exploded because up until, I don't know, 263 days ago, I thought those were the same word. I just found out that they were different. Yeah. Listen, if I was able to express in any way, shape, or form to a Spanish person that I'm trying to say something remotely close to a tiger or lion, I feel like that's enough. I don't, if I'm going to put it this way, there's not going to be any Spanish person that talks to me. And here's my amazing command of the Spanish language. It was like, let's see if she knows the difference between an alligator and a crocodile. No one. They'll be like, I think she just told us that she's hungry for a bear, a golden bear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm out. Podir and Padir. Yeah. And you wonder why it's going to take 16 years for me to learn Spanish. Yeah. No, it's a whole thing. Whole thing. Yeah. So funny. Anyway, so I was reading a couple of articles that I was so intrigued. Oh, hold on. Okay. I got one. I should send them to myself, but I forgot it. Here we go. There was just an article. I think it was in the New York Times. Sometimes I read. This man, okay, is, it's the byline at the top was man has lived rent free in New York for 7 years and he's about to pay for it or something like that. And I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's the general story. A man who let's just say now the nicest way of saying it is doesn't seem to be of sound mind. Now, considering that he doesn't seem to be of sound mind, when I tell you what he did, you're going to be like, he what? Okay. Did you see it, Joni? Crazy story. Okay. A man, and he said another man. They don't say if they're partners. They just said these two men were living together. Maybe they're roommates. They move into, was it the New Yorker, Joni? Hotel, which is a kind of a famous hotel in New York. And, they checked in for one night for, I think it was $200 7 years ago. And yeah, this is the guy that claimed ownership. Candace, it's so crazy. They check in for one night. And I don't know the timeline. I'm not going to get everything right. But somehow, you know, they were looking for a place to live. And they were like, you know, rent in New York is ridiculous, whatever. They find some really old, ridiculous law on the book that says that a hotel room in a hotel can be considered leasable if you go to management and say to them, I would like to lease this out. I'd like a lease with you. And they... kind of, yes, Mary. And they can, if they say yes, then you would be on the track to being able to turn this hotel room into a leased kind of thing, whatever. So he goes, the next day he goes downstairs and he says, yeah, you know, is there any way that I can lease this room? And they were like, no, absolutely not. We're not, that's not what we do. What are you talking about? So he goes upstairs. A broken man that this hasn't worked. But remember, he's not of sound mind. Well, he says, yeah, I don't like it. That's not what this law from who knows however long ago on the books. I'm going to go down to New York Township. So, and the way that they were talking about all of like the real estate or like, you know, like title, like, you know, when you do like title searches, like all that real estate kind of stuff is under the Department of Finance for some reason. And so the guy goes there and petitions them and says, listen, here's the law in the book. And I asked them, and they're not letting me do it, but I should be allowed, according to this law, I should be able to do it. They say, no, you can't do it. Well, he ends up staying at the hotel, but keeps petitioning. He's crazy. So they keep saying no. He just keeps saying yes. And by the seventh time he petitions, they go, you know what? Sure. The state of New York says, you know what? We're just going to let you do it. You've been here enough times. Barcelona, Barcelona. Jurgen, I'm so mad that you're in Barcelona. And I'm in New Jersey drinking lemonade out of a vase. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they give him, and the paperwork that they give him, it says, listen, you are legally able to take possession of this unit. So yeah, squeaky wheel gets the grease. Okay. He comes home and he shows it to the hotel. He goes, just so you know, I live here and here's the paperwork from the state. Because I wrote them enough times and they approved it. Well, the hotel was like, you're not, what are you talking about? Well, next thing you know, he goes to file with some other place. And they were like, well, you're the owner of the hotel. So how do you want to handle this? And he was like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, you're listed as the owner. You can't own a unit. You own the hotel. It says right here in your settlement. So that's what happens is they go to court, right? So the hotel's like, what do you, cause he goes downstairs to the New Yorker. In the New Yorker, there is a restaurant downstairs. He goes downstairs. He goes, guys, turns out I'm the owner and I'm going to need your rent the first of the month. And they were like, then they knew who he was. He was just a crazy man that lived in the New Yorker. And they go to the real owners, which is the Unified Church of something. And they're like, just so you know, Cookie Pants in 5262 is going around telling everybody he owns a place. And he wants us to give him rent. So they take him to court. Well, they take him to court, but they don't show up. The Unified Church doesn't show up for court. So because they didn't show up, the judge basically gives him, you now own the hotel. So yeah, get your real estate out and just start calling around. Be like, I'd like to own it. So through it, this is how this whole court kicked for years. It goes on and on to the point where New York sees it because now he's registered as the owner in like one filing. And then the state comes in and was like, okay, well, oh my gosh, we made a mistake. This guy's listed as the owner. We have to move everything over to him. They moved everything. He became the owner of the New Yorker. And it's the New York Times. You have to read this article. It's the craziest story. And the story, you read it and you're like, I'm not sure what, well, that was what was so crazy, Wendy, is because it was no longer owned by the church and it was owned by him. They reassessed him for tax as a for-profit. And now they gave him another $2.9 million in tax fees. And the church was like, what are you talking about? We own it. Shakira was like, I feel like I'd be a great owner of a hotel. So just putting that out there. It was so crazy. So they were talking, they're like, we don't know what's crazier. The fact that a person who is not of sound mind, because then it goes on at the end of the article to talk about all the other stuff that he's done. Makes no sense. Listen, you and I could not accomplish this goal. Why? Because somebody would be like, I've decided to own TJ Maxx. That's what I'm saying. A normal person would be like, what do you mean I can't own this hotel? They'd be like, we're going to put you in jail. Okay. Okay, I don't want to go to jail. But he hears it. He goes, yeah, let's go to jail. I'll do it. And it's either this or jail. Sure, I'll be the owner. It's literally been in litigation the entire time. It's true. Jan, it's true. It's crazy. And they were like, what's crazier? The fact that a crazy person has found himself owning a whole corner of New York City property with like how many units? He's the owner of this hotel now. Or is it the fact that New York City's systems are so behind that somebody could just come and be like, yep, it's mine. It's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It was the craziest story. Ash is like, did you guys read this? Mm-hmm. So many places where common sense broke down.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was never paying anything, Candace. Why are you gonna in his hotel, Candace? And in the law, it's written, if somebody does lease a unit in your hotel, they have access to all the amenities, housekeeping, gym, pool. You're like, who wrote this law? That's the crazy thing, Ed, is that it was like these archaic laws. Like, listen, you need to go to your local library, pull a book out of the laws in your town and just start breaking them all or just finding the real weird one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Melanie, it's not that nice. She was like, yeah, but does this hotel have a water bottle that's ready to pop in the ceiling of the hotel? It wasn't that nice of a hotel, Melanie. She trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where squatters' rights came. Do you remember? I'm going to tell you right now. Let me just sit here for a second. So I don't know if I told you this story. So, you know, I have a house at the shore that I rent for Airbnb stuff, but I was new to it, right? I've never done it before. So I was trying to learn it. And a lot of these houses are empty in what they call the off season, which is the winter. And then people come in for the summer, right? So my mom heard this story from a friend of ours. They had a house, right? They're getting ready for all their summer renters. So it had been empty. They go down, I don't know, like March, April, to go down and be like, oh, let me check in the house, open it up. They get down there, somebody in their house and has been there most of the winter. But they don't, you know, you're not going down checking on it. Somebody moved in. And so they were like, you got to get out of our house. They're like, we've been here. Squatters' rights to change the locks. It's ours. So now these people are trying to work with the township. They're like, you have no contract. What are you? Why are you in the whole thing? Okay, fine. Until the land could get them out. Yeah, that's what I mean. Liz. Yeah. Yeah. So it's getting worse and worse. They're not leaving. So they have to call the renters for the summer. And they're like, listen, we know we have a contract with you for the summer. We're just letting you know we have squatters in our house and they're not leaving. And we're doing our best to get rid of them. But we just want to give you a heads up if you want to make other plans. Da, 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 da. Those people start calling the people we know. And they're like, you better figure this out. All right. You have our money. There's nowhere else to rent. Then that family and all the other people start calling the homeowners and they were like basically threatening them. You better figure it out. So now they're fighting with the squatters. They're fighting with the incoming renters. It's a whole thing. And dies like, Dina, you better watch out. So this doesn't happen with your house. I said, I'm going to tell you something right now. Just straight up. If somebody moved into my house and was refusing to leave, I'll burn it down. I will bust all the windows out. I will ruin it. Do you understand me? Do you know what I'm talking about? No. Mm-hmm. Straight up, not going to happen. No. No. And then like you hear, don't you remember? What was it? Some story where somebody had squatters and they just hung outside of their own house. Yeah. Going like SWAT. Oh, I'm calling all you bees up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're going in. We would stake out my house, wait for them to leave. And that's what I heard somebody do. They went in, they broke in their own house, got all their stuff, stuck it in a something. I was like, you're done. Mm-hmm. I had deadbeat squatters, so I turned off the utilities. They left shortly after. Mm-mm. I don't know. There was a way. You rent to someone else, and they move out the squatter stuff. Mm. Yep. By breaking into the commit a crime and they have rights. Yep. About this lady in Queens, this happened. She got arrested for trying to get her house back. Woman got killed. No. No. I had six. No. Mm-mm. I'd be ringing the doorbell nonstop and put fart spray on the outside, shut off the water. I love that you added fart spray to your list of what? Fart spray was not the top of my list. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. No. That's crazy. There's a squatters group that will go in and kick out the squatters. Fart spray is terrible. How much experience do people have with farts? I didn't even know that this was the thing. People are like, yeah, there's a lot of different varieties, Dina. The best one is actually on Amazon. What? What? That is crazy. Yeah, if someone steals your car and they're using it, do they have driver's rights? Interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just telling you straight up. No, not today, Satan. No. No, you're not. Missy and I will be hanging out behind some bushes or something. No. Mm-mm. Don't spray that in your house. It'll be there forever. Jen, I love that you think that it was on my list. Is fart spray, brought fart spray for my 12, a very stupid idea? What are you all talking about? Anyone ever see the video with fart spray in one of those blow costumes? What are you talking about? Who came up with the idea for fart spray? Mm-mm. Don't you remember the show? I was obsessed with the show. What was it called? Bait Car. Do you guys remember the show Bait Car? It was on like, I do know what you mean. It was on like one of the manly channels. Well, there was like a man channel. Do you remember? It was like called Rocks or Nails or something. It was just like everything about it was just like real manly. And they had, a show called Bait Car. Did anybody else watch it? Here's the basic gist. They get a car. Okay. Now the car is a special car because it can be completely like almost remote controlled, right? But the people don't know it. It drives like a car. And then at some point you can turn the button over and now you're basically driving the car. But they would spike TV, right? I was close. Rock TV, nails, whatever. And they could also turn the car off. So there'd never be a high speed chase. They would just turn the car off. But here's why it was the greatest show. Yeah. Watch them. Yeah. Dalio knows. They would leave the car and the scenarios of how people left their car. Cause the cars would be running. They would be like not moving, but they would be on with the keys in them and a door open. But like, how does that, so there'd always be these weird scenarios, usually like a couple fight and like the girl storms off and the guy chases after her. And then he's in such a flurry. He just leaves the door open. Yeah. And it would lock the criminals in the car. And then it would just be, and then you would just see people looking at the car, trying to decide, do I want to break the law? And the answer is normally yes. So that whole thing was very funny. And it'd be like, how many people are walking by and who's going to be the one that goes to steal? You're like, this is a choice, what you're doing. Mm-mm. So they would get in the car. They would drive off. Yeah. And they'd get maybe a block. And they would be so, they'd all turn the radio on. Like, oh, that's nice. They'd make it their own. And then very shortly thereafter, the car would shut down. Lock them in. They can't get out. And game on. Because then what would happen is the cops would show up, come to the door. and be like, hey, what's up? And this is when the show really got entertaining, because the stories that people would come up with on why they're sitting in this car, that they're like, no, it's my car. They're like, it's not your car. They're like, he's like, it is though. It's my car. They're like, do you have license or registration for this car? They say my car. Okay. Mm-mm. No, nobody would ever stop them from stealing the car. Well, that's why I think eventually they stopped doing the show. They were like, it's basically entrapment. You're like, people leave cars running when they run into a Wawa. Well, they used to. We don't do that anymore. Remember, because then people started stealing cars with kids in the back. You're like, I didn't know you put a kid. You know, like, listen, and there, and at that point, even car robbers like, oh, I don't need this. I didn't want, no, no, I'm going to put this car back where I found it. Just crazy. But the stories that people would come up with, it was my favorite. They're like, I didn't steal it. No, this is my buddy's car. They're like, oh, who's your buddy? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This here is my cousin's girlfriend's sister's car. Yep. Leaves their car running. Yeah, Andrea. Now, my girlfriend, years ago, this is when you could leave your car running in your driveway to warm it up. But hers got stolen. She lived in like an apartment complex. So I guess she felt like, I'm just going to go start. You know, I know my neighbors. She came out, car was gone. And your car insurance won't cover that. Or they don't cover it to the degree that they would normally cover it because you gave somebody the keys to your car. Has that ever happened to anybody? Mm-hmm. But she was so mad. So that's why, like, all of, like, the, you know, automatic car remotes, yeah. And that's why the car won't go anywhere because your key's not in it. It's crazy. But don't you, I remember in the mornings, my mom would be like, go out and start the car so it's warm. And I'm like, okay. It never crossed my mind. Yeah. That you'd come out and your car would be missing. It's just so crazy. Oh, it was such a good show. Remote start. Yeah, I haven't used my remote start yet. I keep hearing wah-wah mentioned. What is that? Like that, just when people go, wah, wah, like that, Margaret, I'd be happy to explain that to you. If that's what you're talking about. I'm just going based on the phonetic spelling of wah, wah. Wah, wah is like that set, like, oh, I don't get to go out with Missy today. Wah, wah. Like, it's just like a sound of like, that's a shame. Like that. It's, now that I say it, it's dumb, Margaret, but think she means Wawa. Oh, okay. That's different. Yeah. I'm glad we clarified. Wawa. I did say Wawa. Wawa. It's the sound of disappointment. Yeah. No, I explained too much. I overexplained. Wawa is a store. I don't know. They have like Kangaroo Corner. That was probably racist to Aussies, but you know, like a local, she's like, there is a kangaroo. If there's a kangaroo corner, I win today. Just so, Margaret, I need you to tell me if there's a place called Kangaroo Corner. But it's like a little grocery store, and it started out as a gas station, but then they started making amazing. There's like gas stations here that you can get fried chicken in and like complete meals. Like gas stations here started up in their game. And so Wawa is started like in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and then has no Kangaroo Corner. That is a shame, Margaret. I have an idea for a company, and I'd like to know if you'd like to go in with me. Margaret, what is your like local gas station fried chicken stores called in Australia? Because like we have Sheetz and Bucky's, 7-Eleven. I doubt you have any of those. Like, what are yours called? I think it's weird that no one's claimed Kangaroo Corner. Mm-hmm. I hope to someday see or visit a Wawa. Oh, Alejandra, wait for the next trip. What did we say? Our next trip is going to be us going to Wawa, IKEA, learning to use an ATM. Yeah. There's a Kangaroo Express. It's a gas station in Ohio. It seems like the wrong place. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it is. Wawa started as a convenience and morphed into a full service rest stop. That is probably a much more concise way to say what I said. Mm-hmm. Royal Farms is everywhere now. Mm-hmm. We do have 7-Elevens. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I think that's great. I haven't done two of those things. So funny. No, we don't have Buc-ee's in New Jersey. So there's that. All right. So today is Wednesday. We have Tipsy Tuesday tonight. And then I'm bebopping this week. So this week I'm super excited. Friends of mine at Rowan University, my alma mater, asked me to come and judge this public speaking competition they have at the college. So I'm going to be doing that later this week. So I'm excited. You know, I love to hear people talking. What is this? Did I say it's Wednesday? It's Tuesday, right? Did I say it's Wednesday? I don't know. I might have. Mm-hmm. Hence, oh, did I say Wednesday? You guys lie. No, you guys make stuff up. Why would I say today is Wednesday and it's Tipsy Tuesday? You guys are so weird sometimes. You think we don't have lawyers that comb through our scripts every day and approve this? They would never allow this to happen. You guys, I said tomorrow is Wednesday. Yeah. And tonight's Tipsy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You guys are so funny. I don't know how many of you could be this drunk this early in the morning. It's crazy. I just stopped and thought, wait, it's Wednesday. No, that is you guys. That is here. It was right. And then when it got to you, it somehow morphed. Who's the liar now? So far. Anyway, I was so excited. I thought, oh my gosh, it's Wednesday. It's almost Friday. Yep. Last night I pulled into the driveway and my trash cans were out. And I thought, I think Dean is a big boy now. That's the earliest he had done it, you liar. And I thought, Dean's big boy. He got the trash cans out the night before. And now, yeah. If it's Wednesday, we'd be doing lunch. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. Do not rush this week. It's spring break. Enjoy it, Wendy. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. Patty, I don't know why it's not working. That's weird. Yeah. Tipsy Tuesday falls on Wednesday morning in Australia. So who's wrong now? Thank you, Margaret. Okay, now don't you feel dumb? No. Nope, still you. No, I don't have anything for Easter yet, Alice. Uh-huh. No. Did your mom stop by and take the cans out? No. She didn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. Nicole, it's been a weird day for comments. I'm not sure why it's not working, but mm-hmm. Happy week, Matt. Is that you, Dean? Yeah, at Kangaroo Corner in Australia, it's Saturday. Are you coming back here today? Or are you...
Yeah.
What time?
5.
All right.
I live.
Yeah. So funny. Only day I have off it for... is Easter for 2 weeks. Let's speed things up. Oh, yeah. Monday is staff development day. Is that real? Do you guys really develop? Are you just like, thank God these kids aren't here? That's what I would do. I love when they're like, let's just get rid of the kids and just come to work. Okay. Oh, Anna, you're doing a great job. You're going to love it when it's all done. I remember that. Remember when we built a kitchen? So when we were renovating the shore house and we were doing the kitchen, my mom made a makeshift kitchen in the front porch. And it was like that for like 2 months, remember? And I was late one night and she did Tipsy Tuesday from the porch, but like in the dark. Do you guys remember that? And I was watching it as I was driving. I was like, you're gonna have to go live and I'll meet you. She said, what are you talking about? And it was just her sitting in a dark, the front room. It was so funny. All the schools are closing here for the solar eclipse. When is that? Monday is early release in my district too. What does that mean? Why you make it sound like jail? Early release. I like how you say that. April 8th. Oh, that's the eclipse. Oh. Why does everyone know this but me? I think I'm behind. We are off work for the eclipse. What? Cincinnati is going to be at 99% totality. I'm going to need for you to stop using curse words. What does that even mean? Like it's just going to be black, like just dark in Cincinnati, 99. What, I don't know what 99% totality means. My friends are having a party. We bought solar about the solar eclipse either. Didn't know about it. Yeah. Every Monday, kids get out an hour early. Same here. What? I want to come visit. We're looking at Texas to go see it. What? Going to be the longest. We'll be in the dark for 4 minutes. Early release, 1 day a week. Kids get out of school after half day. Almost dark. Bob and I are driving to Cleveland from North Carolina to see the eclipse. What? Apparently, it's most visible around Erie, Pennsylvania. We're at 96 to 100% in New Hampshire. How do you guys know this number? We're expecting like 200,000 people in Erie, Pennsylvania for the eclipse. What? Nicole's like, it's literally going to be a few minutes. So dumb. Our totality is at 313. I've never heard the words totality and an eclipse. Won't happen again for 40 years. You need the glasses. It's all over the news. I haven't watched the news. Our school closed too in Indiana. Dina, where have you been? I don't know. This is very odd. I don't usually miss stuff. Well, said the girl who thought it was Wednesday. Eclipse is 100% here in Texas. What? Niagara Falls is sold out as they're expecting to be the best viewing spot. I'm 3 hours away. Schools close early. Last eclipse in Oregon was 99%, and I was hugely disappointed. Why? Why were you disappointed? Were you looking for 100? I don't, what are you, why were you disappointed? There was a graph on Facebook. Between 2 and 3:30 Eastern on April 8th, all the hotels and state parks are booked. In Ohio, we will be in totality for 4 minutes. Totality. Thank you, Sherry Boozy. Totality percent is how much of the sun is blocked out, depending on the location you watch the eclipse from. In Dirty Jersey, I think it's only about 85%. This is so, if it's cloudy, it gets much darker. We're staying at Bob's cousin's house. Oh. The West Coast won't be able to see it that much. Wow. That's so interesting. What are we going to do? How are we going to celebrate? Oh. What should we do? How do you dress for an eclipse? How do you decorate? It only lasts 4 minutes. Lisa's like, I dated a nerd. I know things. Wow. A lot of people. I think it's funny. It's not on April Fool's Day. It's on April 8th. What? We did. Remember, we did a thing with Oreos with the last eclipse. You have to have eclipse glasses. Wear all black. You need sun chips. You need to wear all black with a little hint of yellow. What's an eclipse tree? What are you all saying? Oh, this thing. Turn this into an eclipse tree. I get it. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. There was one. There was an eclipse, and I have a video of me like standing like on the front porch going, it's so beautiful. I have to get it. Yeah. Hotels in parts of Ohio have been sold out for a while. That's so crazy. Yeah, no, it's on the 8th. I know, I'll just cover it with a plastic bag and be like, guys, we're ready. Anyway. All right, well, listen, we covered a lot today. There was still one other article I wanted to tell you about, so I'll have to find it. But and that's it. I hope you have a great day. It's Tuesday, and we have Tipsy Tuesday tonight. And if you're in Australia, it's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is there, I'm guessing. Anyway, like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself. And I'm not just saying it, and she's not just saying it. Do some self-care for yourself. Take a minute. Go relax. Get your favorite little snack today. Something. Do something nice. And maybe for someone else. We'll see. But thanks for watching as always. I hope you have a great day and a blessed day. And join me tonight for Tipsy Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever you want to do. And we'll go from there. But thanks for watching. And we'll see you soon. I'll see you. Bye. Boom.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.